Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market has seen a mixed start to trade on Thursday. The ASX 200 started off on a solid note, reflecting the improvements that we saw in the Northern Hemisphere overnight. Although after four consecutive days of gains, sellers took advantage of those improvements and the market sold off not long after the start of trade. At its worst levels, it was down by around 28 points, or about a half of 1%. At its best, up by around 37 points. So as we move into the early part of the afternoon, the market is largely flat. So as far as the various sector performances are concerned, what stands out is the continuing improvement as far as energy names are concerned. All prices have had quite a stunning recovery over the course of the last month. Again, last night they had an upswing. They were up by the most part of 5%. Where West Texas Intermediate crude oil was concerned. So energy stocks are being led higher by Santos, which is up by around 3.7%. Woodside Petroleum is up by about 1%. Technology names are also focusing in the winners list. They have been outperformers in the US in particular over the course of the last couple of months as markets recover. In the local picture, what stands out today is Afterpay shares. They're up by more than 2%. They've had a very encouraging update this morning. They now have 9 million US customers and they've added an additional 1 million over the course of the last 10 weeks. So that has been one of the mainstays for the Afterpay story in recent times, is the continued evolution of their footprint where the United States is concerned. And that really has been delivering a lot of encouragement to investors. WiseTech Global shares in that space up by about a half of 1%. Industrial names are higher as a group by a small margin, albeit Transurban shares are up by around 0.75%. CSL is a bit of a weight on the healthcare space. It's down by about 0.25%. Sonic Healthcare is up by 1%. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare up by 1.5%. Mining stocks are lower as a group. BHP is down by 0.6%. Fortescue Metals did start out nicely, but is a little bit lower now, down by about 1.5%. There are some stories about the way that the Chinese authorities are changing an inspection regime when it relates to iron ore. So that is quite topical at present because it has been seen through the lens of some of the disagreements or differences, if you like, in relation to trade and China and Australia at the moment. So it'll be interesting to see how that story plays out. But it's important to understand that at present, one of the reasons that iron ore prices are being supported is because of the constrained supply that is coming out of Brazil as they navigate the COVID-19 crisis. So that's an important element of the equation. Financials are generally weaker. CBA is down by about 0.8%. DroneShield is probably not a terribly well-known stock. It's a micro cap, if you like, or a small cap. It is up smartly by about 7 cents to 17 cents per share. And that all turns around the fact that they have had a favorable outcome in relation to tendering with the European Union police force. And they have now been considered a favorable supplier for some products, of which is their tactical drone gun is in being included. So that's why the market's moving ahead with that stock. Elsewhere, Aristocrat Leisure shares are down by 4%, having reported some results which were on the softer side of things compared to the market's expectations. And the Aussie dollar is continuing to move ahead. It's doing very nicely at the moment. It's trading just below 65.6 US cents.